弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，让我们在这年终的时候，我们能够再一次一同的聚集在他的面前。
We thank the Lord that even at the end of the year, He allows for us to gather together in His presence.
当然，我们的聚集一面是来等候他，也一面来仰望他的恩典。
Of course, as we're gathered together, on the one hand, we look unto Him, and we look unto His grace, and we wait for Him.
所以巴不得这几天我们在主的面前能够经历主所给我们的恩上加恩。
May it be that through these few days together, we can experience the Lord upon giving us grace upon grace.
时间过得很快，去年在这里和弟兄姊妹们见面，一下子就一年了。
Time has flown by so quickly. It has been 1 year since that we last met.Here last year.
在去年交通后，我以为我的责任已经完了。
After we had fellowship last year, I thought my responsibility was fulfilled.
但是没有想到收到这些负责弟兄们的通知。
And unbeknownst to me, I received the communication from the brethren who was responsible.
我考试不及格了。
And that I did not qualify in.My exam, I did not pass.
所以还要来补考。
And so I have to retake it and continue on.
那这个实在是非常使我震惊的事情。
So this is quite shocking to me.
所以我只好在主的面前仰望主，到底假若再来补考，我应该交通什么啊？
And so I wait before the Lord as I have to take the test again, and what should I fellowship with brothers and sisters?
好像在主面前一直仰望主都没有别的话。
As I wait before the Lord, it does not appear that I have any other word.
心里面想的总是弟兄们，既然要我再交通，我想主还是要我把过去所交通的再往前再来补一点。
As the brothers have asked me to continue to fellowship, then I thought that we will continue on what we have previously shared on and move further.
所以经过了相当的时候，里面的话还是一样。
And so as I wait before the Lord, it is still the same word.
所以这一次我还是照着去年和弟兄姊妹们所交通过的题目。
And so this year, as I fellowship with brothers and sisters from last year's topic,
神对渔民的要求
God's requirement upon the remnant.
我们感谢主，当然这个渔民在这个词上面是从整个圣经来看是一个非常大的一个词。
Of course, this term remnant throughout the scriptures is a very big term.
但是我们过去所交通的乃是把它范围收窄了在被掳归回的渔民的身上。
As we fellowship last time, we have lessened the scope of this term remnant into those remnant or those who return from captivity.
这些的渔民经过了神的审判，却又经历了神的恩典。
And this group of remnant, through the judgment of God, they come to experience the grace of God.
他们落在外邦人的手里面，却又在外邦人神所动的工里面又脱离了。
And they have been under the hand of the Gentiles, and now God has delivered them from that, and they have escaped from that.
这虽然是他们的历史，是他们的故事。
And this is their history and their story.
但同样的是，我们今天处在这幕后世代的神的儿女。
Yet at the same time, for us who are in the last days,Who are children of God,
我们似乎好像被放在这幕后的日子里头
that we are placed in these end times.
也是在仇敌攻击最厉害的时间
It is also a period of time when the enemies attack most
fierce. 在这世界王的手里头
And in the hands of the prince of this world.
但是我们仍然能够得着存留活在神的面前
Yet we are still kept and preserved in the presence of God.
这的确是神的恩典和神的怜悯。
This is truly the grace of God and His mercy.
但是神把我们留在这幕后，乃是有他心意。
Now, as God has kept us in these last days, He has a desire.
乃是有着他对我们的要求的。
And that He has this requirement upon each one of us.
所以神的儿女们需要所晓得的事情。
So, as children of God, we ought to know.
那是神如何对着他一些被掳归回的百姓的要求
What is the requirement of the remnant, those who are under captivity but has returned?
他也同样对着我们有同样的要求
At the same time, God has the same requirement upon us today.
所以我们就巴不得主的怜悯
So may it be by the mercy of God.
我们在主的话上面，我们一同来明白他的心。
Upon the word of God, we come to understand his heart.
也仰望圣灵的帮助，让我们能够进入这些启示的话的实际。
And with the help of the Holy Spirit, we're able to enter into the revelation of such words.
所以我们还是来看这些的话。
Let us
我们来看这个以斯拉记。
Let us turn to the word of God in Ezra.
请翻到以斯拉记。
Please turn with me to Ezra.
我们来看第七章。
Ezra chapter 7.
以斯拉记第七章。
Ezra chapter 7.
我们只选读几节的圣经。
We'll read a few verses here.
以斯拉记第七章，我们先看第一节。
We'll begin reading from Ezra chapter 7, verse 1.
请大家翻到了，请大家听我念。
As you turn to it, please listen as we read.
以斯拉记第七章第一节，结束以后，波斯王亚达薛斯年间有过以斯拉，他是希莱亚的儿子，希莱亚是亚撒利亚的儿子，亚撒利亚是希勒家的儿子。
Now after these things, in the reign of Artaxerxes, king of Persia, Ezra, the son of Sariah, the son of Azariah, the son of Hilkiah.
我们再看第十一节，第十节到第十二节。
Let us also read from Ezra chapter 7, verses 10 to 12.
以斯拉定制考究遵行耶华的律法，又将律例典章教训以色列人，即使以斯拉是通达耶华诫命和赐以色列之律的文士，亚达薛斯王赐给他谕旨，上面写着说，诸王之王亚达薛斯达与祭司以斯拉通达天上神律法大德的文士云云。
Ezra chapter 7 verse 10, for Ezra had directed his heart to seek the law of Jehovah and to do it, and to teach in Israel the statutes and the ordinances. And this is the copy of the letter that King Artaxerxes gave to Ezra the priest, the scribe, a scribe of the words of the commandments of Jehovah and of his statutes to Israel. Artaxerxes, king of kings, to Ezra the priest, an accomplished scribe of the law of the God of the heavens, and so forth.
我们再看二十七节、二十八节。
Also verses 27 and 28.
以斯拉说：“耶华我们列祖的神是应当称颂的，因他是王，骑着心意修习耶路撒冷、耶路撒冷的耶华的殿，又在王和谋士并大能的军长面前施恩于我，因耶和华。”我神的手帮助我，我就得以坚固，从以色列中招聚首领与我一同上来。
Blessed be Jehovah, the God of our fathers, who has put such a thing as this in the king's heart, to beautify the house of Jehovah which is at Jerusalem, and has extended mercy to me before the king and his counselors, and before all the king's mighty princes.And I was strengthened as the hand of Jehovah my God was upon me, and I gathered together out of Israel chief men to go up with me.
我们再一点祷告。
Let us have a further word of prayer.
亲爱的父神，我们满心感谢你，让我们能够一同聚集在你面前来敬拜，来侍奉你。
Dear Father God, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving that you have gathered us into thy presence to worship and to serve.
我们在你恩典的聚集，我们也来仰望你自己向我们施恩。
By the gathering of thy grace that you will bestow grace upon us.
但愿在这几天里头，我们聚集在你面前，我们实在在经历你自己丰盛的恩典。
May it be as we're gathering thy presence these few days, we would experience the fullness of thy grace.
我们真愿意我们心能够归向我们你，我们的主。
May our hearts be given toward thee, Lord.
巴不得我们在你的面前能够在这几天里面听见你宝座上面来的声音。
And that we would hear thy voice from thy throne in these few days.
我们的心能够转向你。
That our hearts may be turned toward thee.
我们真巴不得在这些日子里面我们重新把我们自己献上在你自己的面前。
May it be in these days that our hearts will be given unto thee.
能够让你的心满意足。
that thy heart may be satisfied.
我们等候你向我们说话。
Lord, we await for thee to speak to us.
你来恩待我们。
Be gracious unto us.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们感谢神，应着神的怜悯。
We thank God by His mercy.
虽然神的百姓在他的管教的底下,
even though the people of God, under God's discipline,
他们被放在外邦人的手里头了,
they were placed in the hands of the Gentiles.
虽然他们在外邦人的当中受辖制,
and even though they were restrained under the hand of the Gentiles,
但是神从来没有意思要消灭这些他的选民,
yet God has never the intention to destroy His chosen people.
所以到了神的时候, 神还要把他们领回来了。
Therefore, in the fullness of time, God have gathered them back.
也因着这个缘故, 我们才看见这些的百姓, 他们能够得以从被掳之地归回。
For this reason, we're able to see that the captivity was able to return from the land of exile.
世界神的确是严厉的。
Yes, God is very stern.
神是轻慢不得的。
And He cannot be mocked.
神的话说了, 神就必须要照着他话来成就。
And as God has spoken, He will execute it according to His own word.
就着恩典的一面来说, 神的信实要向人施恩。
On the gracious side of God, it is by His grace He will be faithful to men.
就着公义里这个严厉来说,
on the stern side of God,
人违背了神的话,
when we rebelled against the word of God,
人就必落在神的这个审判的底下,
man will surely fall under the discipline judgment of God.
这在神的百姓要进了迦南地之前,
now before the people of God entered into the land of Canaan,
神就借着摩西很清楚地给神的百姓 明明白白地给他们看见。
God have told His people very clearly through Moses.
在这以巴路山基利山山已经很清楚地把这个原则放在那个地方。
And God has placed very clearly these principles to them from Mount Gerizim and Mount Ebal.
所以我们就看见这些的百姓,
and we can see such people,
他们为什么会落在神的管教的底下,
how they have fallen under the disciplining hand of God.
只有一个原因, 就是因为他们没有听从神的律法。
Now the very clear reason is they did not obey the law of God.
不是神的律法有什么缺陷的地方,
it is not any shortcoming with the law of God.
不是神的律法有什么让他们可以走小路的地方,
it is not a shortcut they can take under the law of God.
神的律法没有一点一划是不完全的,
there is no iota or stroke of the law of God that is incomplete.
只是人在那里没有心思放在神的律法的上面,
but it is God, man's heart is not placed upon the word of God.
所以你看见从律法颁布下来,
therefore we are able to see when the law was given,
这些百姓稍微没有看见摩西在他们中间,
God, the people only saw Moses in their midst.
他们在山下他们就已经拜起金牛犊来了。
And once they did not see Moses, even on the foot of the mount, they worshipped the golden calf.
可见在他们一面说凡神所吩咐我们的话,
even though on one hand they say all that God has commanded us,
我们都愿意遵守,
we will obey, we will do.
但是话还没说完, 他们就已经行了得罪神的事。
Very easily are those words spoken, but immediately after they have done which was unpleasing to God.
从那个时候开始, 你看见神的百姓,
even at the beginning we see the people of God,
在所行的, 都是违背神的律法,
all that they do is against the law of God.
神说你们绝不可以造偶像来敬拜来侍奉。
God has told them you cannot make for yourself an idol to worship.
神说你不可以照着外邦人所行的侍奉别神。
You cannot do as the Gentiles do to worship idols.
但是你看见这些百姓进到迦南地,
but we can see when the people entered into the land of
Canaan, 他们没有一天叫神的心不能够得以满足。
There was not one day that their hearts gave satisfaction to the heart of God.
因着这个缘故你看见,
well, therefore, we're able to see
他们落在神的管教的底下,
they have fallen under the disciplining hand of God.
你们必须要照着律法上面所说的,
and God has told them according to the law.
你们需要守安息日, 你们也应当守安息年。
You have to keep the Sabbath and the Sabbath year.
但是他们没有一个时候照着神律法的记载,
yet they did not keep those according to the word of God.
所以为着神自己说话,
therefore, according to the word of God,
为着神的管教,
because of His discipline,
当然也为着神的信实,
of course, it is also according to God's own faithfulness,
不能不管教 严厉地对付他们。
God must discipline and deal with them very severely.
所以到了神的时间，
therefore in God's time,
神把他们交在加勒底人的底下。
God has placed them under the hands of the Chaldeans.
历代之下就给我们看见说，
we are able to see from 2 Chronicles.
神兴起加勒底人来了，
we can see how God rose up the Chaldeans.
来攻击这个耶路撒冷，
to attack Jerusalem.
来拆毁他们的城墙，
even to destroy the city wall.
来毁坏神的殿和宫皇宫，
to destroy the palace and the temple of God.
把他们掳去了，
and taking them captive.
并且神的话说， and, 你们没有遵守我所定规的安息年，
and God have told them very clearly, you did not keep my Sabbath years,
让这地可以得着休息，
so that the land may have rest.
所以神自己使地荒凉，而且定规70年，
and therefore God had made the land desolate and he has determined 70 years.
这里看见为着这些神的百姓，
and we're able to see for the people of God,
我们可说神是忍痛的把他们交出去，
and we can say that God with an unwilling heart had given them up,
为着叫他们能够得以明白神的心，
in order for them to come to know the heart of God,
神不能够 不兴起这么可怕的加勒底人，
God would have to raise up such fearsome, cruel people as the Chaldeans.
我们知道说哈巴谷他心里面非常的不明白，
and we know in, even in the prophet Habakkuk's heart, he could not understand this.
你为着什么缘故要用着这些比我们更差的人来管教我们？
That why would God use people even worse than Israelites themselves to deal with the Israelites?
但是神所做的总有神自己的意思。
Yet God has his own intention when he acts.
所以他们被交付了。
And so, they were subdued.
他们落在巴比伦的人，他们落在加勒底人的手中。
And they fell into the hands of the Chaldeans.
他们在巴比伦，他们失去了自由。
And in Babylon, they lost their freedom.
他们的国度被毁坏。
And their kingdom was destroyed.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
到了神所定的时候。
In the determined time of God.
地荒凉七十年。
The land was desolate, barren for 70 years.
神这个先知耶利米所说的他们被交出去七十年。
And as the prophet Jeremiah prophesied, they were given for 70 years.
他们还要回来。
They shall return.
所以你从整个历史里面你看见。
Therefore, throughout history, we're able to see.
神在历代之下里面很清楚地给我们看见。
In 2 Chronicles, God clearly shows us.
他们被交出去。
They were given.
他们也照着神的话，他们回来了。
And also, according to the word of God, they returned.
所以来到这历代之下末了，我们就看见。
So at the end of 2 Chronicles, we're able to see.
神说波斯王古列元年。
And in the first year of King Cyrus.
耶和华为着应验耶利米所说的话。
According to the prophecy by the prophet Jeremiah,
就激动这个波斯王的古列的心，
and he stirred up then the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia,
下诏通国，让这些百姓可以回来。
That he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and put it also in writing, saying that the people can return.
假如我们读这个以色列史。
And when we read the history,
我们看见他们的故事，
we're able to see their story.
来到36章17节，
and when we get to chapter 16,
他们被攻击，
and they were attacked,
他们被对付，
they were dealt with,
他们的宫殿被毁坏，
and their temple was destroyed,
他们圣殿被拆毁，
the houses were destroyed,
一切都完，
all was finished.
那我们就说，
then we say,
这个国没有盼望，
there's no hope for this nation.
这是神的百姓已经完蛋了，
the people of God is finished.
但是感谢神，
but we thank God.
你就看见后面，
we're able to see the end.
神说有一天，
God said one day,
神要照着他从前的应许，
according to what he has promised,
神要激动外邦王的心，
he will stir the heart of the Gentile king,
让他们回来，
so that he would allow for the people to return.
这实在是神的恩典，
this is truly the grace of God.
实际上我们读许多记载在历史上也好，先知的话也好，
in fact, when we read the historical books, all the words of the prophets,
有些时候我们一面读一面非常的惊惧，
And one, as we read, we are alarmed. Because the hand of God is so heavy. Yet wonderfully, as we are alarmed as we read, yet there is a turning point.
神说,末后的日子,
God says, in the latter days, I will have you return, I will bring you back. God has not forgotten his people.
所以到了时候,
so in the fullness of time, the people returned.
历代之下末了这句话,
and these last words in 2 Chronicles.
到了以斯拉基开头同样的这句话,
it is the same word that is at the beginning of Ezra.
波斯王古列元年,
now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia.
耶和华为要应验耶利米口中所说的话,
that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled.
就激动波斯王的心,使他下诏通告全国。
The Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdoms and put it also in writing, saying,
这样子话当然一面来说,
and when we read these words, we can see,
让我们看见说, 这卷以斯拉记和历代之下,
that this book of Ezra and at the end of 2 Chronicles, it is connected.
所以读圣经的人就让我们看见说, 这个以斯拉记出自
Therefore, the Bible scholars tell us that the book of Ezra is written by the hand of Ezra. Likewise, the first and second book of the Chronicles is also written by Ezra.
是他把神百姓的历史把它记录下来,
that he himself, as the scribe, wrote down the history of the people of God.
是他神把神在他们身上的手的故事给我们看见,
and he, by his hand, he has given us the story of the people of God.
但是更重要的, 这样子的记录, 乃是看见神的严厉, 也看见神的恩慈。
More importantly, through this recording, we're able to see the two aspects of God, how he disciplines his people and also his grace.
我们感谢神, 这个古列, 虽然我们不认识他是谁,
now we thank God, even though we do not know much about this Cyrus.
因为圣经所记载的只有关乎他和神百姓的故事,
because what is recorded for us concerning Cyrus is only what is connected with the people of God.
我们在以赛亚书里面只知道神说他是他的仆人,
now we know that in the book of Isaiah, God calls Cyrus his servant.
我们在历史里面只看见他下了这个诏书让神的百姓回去。
In history, we can only see that Cyrus gave this decree that his people, God's people, can return.
我们不晓得他其他的故事。
We do not know the other parts of the story of Cyrus.
因为这与神的旨意不发生关系。
Because all those other events have nothing to do with the will of God.
所以他在这个世界的历史里头,
therefore, the history of Cyrus in this world,
他是怎么样的一个王,
how he was as a king,
我们在圣经里面我们读不到。
In the Bible, we do not know.
如果我们从世界历史来读古列的故事,
if we look at world history to know about King Cyrus,
我们会发现古列并不是一个完美的王。
We know that King Cyrus was not a perfect king.
古列虽然他有能力,
even though Cyrus was very mighty,
他虽然有他 的战职,
even though he has his merits in his conquering,
但是他并不是让我们看见说这样子一个王就一定是个好王,
we may not see that such a king would be a good king,
只是他的登基,
but it is only for him to get to the throne,
他能够坐上这个王位,
that he can be his foundation to set himself up as the king.
那是为着神的旨意,
but he was put there for the will of God.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, do not be mistaken. Many a times we think that a king is recorded, that he would be a good king,
一个王他能够在那里被神摆在了位置上面,
that since the king was placed there by God,
他就一定是不得了的一个人,
he would be such a mighty individual.
很多时候这是我们的想法,
and many a times that's the way we may think.
但是请记得, 所有地上的君王,
but all the kings of this world,
神把他废掉了,
God will set up and he will abolish.
神把他立在宝座上面,
God can place them on the throne.
都只有一个目的,
there's only one purpose.
就是来完成神自己的计划,
in order for those set up in power to complete the will of God.
尽管他整个在位的时间只做了一点点的事情,
regardless of all that he has done in, while in power, if one thing.
尽管他在许多的事情靠教你可觉得他一点都不 一点都不行,
maybe he have failed in all his other feats.
但是他落在那一点上能够成就神的计划,
but if that one thing he is able to do the will of God,
他就在神的手里面是能够用的一个器皿,
he is a vessel that God is able to use in God's hand.
所以我们才稀奇说这个古列这么好的一个王, and, 在我们的观念里面,
Perhaps we're amazed that if King Cyrus is a good king in our mind,
怎么样在圣经里面只记载这么简单的话,
why is it in the Bible only such simple words are recorded about him? Because God sees that his existence, Cyrus is put there, it is for God. It is for God's will. It is not for how great Cyrus is. Because God, through Cyrus, will set his people free. The Babylonian king, they were very great. The Babylonian king thought it was as the vision, the dream, that they were the golden head until the very end.
他拒绝承认他只是金头的一部分,
that they only are acknowledged as the golden head.
他巴不得他整个国度都是从头到底的,
but the Babylonians wanted to be the king from head to toe of gold.
但是他没有想到到了神的时候来一夜之间整个巴比伦大国就垮了,
but unbeknownst to them, even overnight, their great power was put to an end.
一夜之间波斯马代就取代了这个巴比伦大国了,
now, even throughout one night, the Persian Empire has taken over from the Babylonians.
你看见这是神的时候,
and we can see that it's God's time.
因为70年的时候到了,
because 70 years has come.
神的百姓应该回来了,
that it is time for the people of God to return.
所以神兴起古列,
now, therefore God raised up Cyrus.
他一登基做王的时候,
and when he was on the throne,
古列元年,
in the first year of Cyrus,
神为着应验他这个先知耶利米所讲的话,
in order that the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled,
所以他让古列下诏书,
and so he has stirred up the spirit of Cyrus to give this decree,
让这些百姓回来,
so that the people are allowed to return.
他就
And so Cyrus gave this command, so that the people of God can return from the land of captivity. And this is great news, because it seems that we have our freedom, so we can come out of this bondage of slavery, and we're able to return to our mother nation, and we're again able to return to the temple of God. But when the news was given, and we have shared this last time, there was only a small amount of the remnant who returned.
只有不到5万人回应这个所下的诏,
there was only about 50,000 who answered, who responded to this decree.
为着什么的缘故呢?
Why?
那是因着在那一个被掳之地,
it is because in the land of exile,
因为来说他们实在是在外邦人的手下,
yes, on the one hand, they're under the hand of the Gentiles,
他们实在是在那里做奴隶的,
and they are slaves there.
但是另外一方面, 他们又不落在很可怕的一种环境当中,
but even though in such a horrible situation,
在巴比伦王领导波斯的政策底下, 他们还可以自由的买卖,
even though under the Babylonians and the Persians, they were able to have free trade.
他们也可以自由地敬拜,
they were able to worship freely.
他们有他们可以敬拜的一种的样式,
and they have their own form of worship.
所以从那时候你看见会堂就建立起来了,
from that time on, we're able to see the system of the synagogue.
可以说他们生活并不是天天的压迫的底下,
therefore, we're able to see that their daily lives is not under oppression.
他们不是每天都在那做逃亡的生活,
it is not that fugitive, they're fleeing every day.
他们生活的还不错,
and they feel fine.
所以慢慢世界就把他们夺去了,
and so gradually the world have taken them captive. Gradually, they will feel there's no difference whether I return or not. And even though we're allowed to return, but if I return to the original place, and then I'm just wasting there my time and energy, I have to give a great price for it.
那我何必回去呢?
Why would I return then?
所以你看着大部分的人,
therefore, we see a greater majority rather remain in the land of exile.
但是感谢神,
but we thank God, God for His own will.
预备了这是少数的人,
He has prepared this small remnant.
这些的人,
and this remnant, their hearts were before God.
这些人虽然他们在这个外邦人的地,
and this group, even that they were in Gentile land.
但是我们可以肯定这些的人,
but we are sure that this remnant,
他们心在哪里,
where their hearts are,
他们身在哪里,
and where their body is,
但他们的心却在他们的国家,
but we know that their heart is upon their nation.
也许他们不像但以理一样,
perhaps they may not be as Daniel,
每天跪在神的面前,
that they will kneel daily before God,
一直仰望神的怜悯,
to look unto the mercy of God.
为着神的旨意祷告,
they may not pray as Daniel for the will of God,
但是这些的人的心却仍旧在神的面前,
yet the hearts of this remnant is still toward God.
所以这一个王的命令,
and this very simple decree of the king,
没有一个住在哪里的以色列百姓不晓得,
all of the people that live in the land of exile knew.
但是大部分的以色列人亲自听见好像不明白,
but the great majority of the Israelites heard it, but it seems as if they did not understand.
他们好像觉得这不是我们的必须要起来行动的事,
they feel as they heard the words, but this is not something we have to take action on.
但是这大概五万人,
but about 50,000, because of their hearts toward God,
所以他们能够起来,
therefore they're able to rise up,
他们也能够行动,
they're able to go forward,
所以叫神的旨意才能够成就,
so that the will of God may be complete.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
my dear brothers and sisters,
同样生活在环境底下,
likewise they all live in the same circumstance,
关键就在心到底向着什么,
but the key is where is our heart.
今天神要做他自己所做的工,
today God desires to carry on His will.
不是神不盼望神的儿女们能够得着他的恩,
God desires for His children to receive His grace.
不是神特别有对别的人有任何的优待而忘记了我,
it is not that God is favoritism towards certain groups and have forgotten about me.
不是神以为我不能了,
it is not that God thinks I'm incapable,
乃是因着我们的心,
but it is where our heart is.
我们的心不够向着神,
if our hearts are not toward God,
我们的心不够对准我们的主,
and if our hearts are not accurate directly to God,
所以就是圣灵在这环境动了工了,
and therefore even though through the circumstances the Spirit has worked,
好像我们应当有点点可以在神面前再往前走了,
it seems as now we have a way to go forward a bit before God,
但是我们却爱我们的世界,
yet we love this world,
我们却觉得说我们在这不错,
and we feel, oh, it is not bad here.
我们在这里的生活,
the life that we have here,
并不代表我们已经不要做以色列人了,
doesn't mean that we do not want to be Israelites.
我们在这里还是像以色列人从前一样来敬拜侍奉耶和华的,
we're still as the Israelites of the past, we worship and serve our Lord.
我们已经不拜偶像了,
we're not worshiping idols.
我们已经与偶像分开了,
we are separate from the idols.
我们有分别的,
and we are separated.
我们在这里是表明我们是与人不同的犹太人,
and we have represented that we are separated people different than this world.
就像我们今天说我们活在这世界里面,
and yes, we're in this world,
我们没有说我们放弃我们的信仰,
we did not say that we have forgotten about our faith.
我们没有说我们不是基督徒,
we did not say we're not Christians.
我们是基督徒,
we are Christians.
我们没有放弃信仰,
we did not forget about our faith.
我们在人的面前承认我是一个信耶稣的人,
before others I can proclaim I'm one who believes in Jesus.
但是我们却在这世界里头,
yet we are still in this world, very
much in it, 我们却被这世界所同化了,
and we have been assimilated with this world.
我们却接受这世界给我们后代了。
And we have received all the blessings of this world.
我们就忘记了神的心意了。
And we have forgotten what is the will of God.
也许刚刚到这个地方来的时候。
Perhaps when we first arrived.
我还是巴不得能够早一点回去。
At the beginning, I wanted to return so badly.
但是慢慢房子建造起来了。
But gradually, I built my house.
地业自买了。
And then I have a deed.
生意做大了。
And I have big business.
我们也有一点好的敬拜生活了。
And I still can have a good worshipful life here.
我们就忘记了神所说的话了。
And we have then gradually forgotten about the word of God.
所以你看着普遍的人他们没有反应。
And then we can see the great majority have no response.
只有这少数的五万人。
Only a very small remnant of 50,000.
他们在许多人中间显出了他们向着神的心。
Amongst many, they have represented the heart toward God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Oh, my dear brothers and sisters.
今天神所要做的工
Today the work of God
虽然他的旨意上的每一个人都一样
Even though his will is the same toward all of us
但是有多少的人的心能够像这五万人的一样
But how many of us our hearts are like the 50,000
能够向神有所回应
That we would have a response to what God has stirred
能够看见说我在这里我却不属于这里
That we can see we're in the world but not of the world
我的心在神面前
My heart is before God
我的心在神那里、啊、
And my heart is with God
哎呀亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Oh my dear brothers and sisters
神要动工的时候
When God is to work
神所等候的就是像这些人的人
What he is awaiting for are the hearts of the remnant
没有这样子的百姓
Without such people
神没有办法能够做工
God does not have a way to work
没有这些人的回应
Without the response of the remnant
神没有办法能够扭转这个局面
God is not able to turn the tide
就像我们说没有但以理的祷告
Just as we say without the prayer of Daniel
神的时间就可能要延迟了
Perhaps the time of God will have to delay
神固然到了时候一到时间一打一个钉 and, 马上就改变了
And at the appointed time it will change
但是神还要等候但以理的祷告
But yet God is still waiting for the prayer of Daniel
就因着但以理的祷告
And because of the prayer of Daniel
神就动工了
God worked
就应就有这五万人的回应
And because of the response of the 50,000
神的旨意能够成就了
God's will is able to carry forth
神也为着他们开路了
And God has opened a way for them
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters
我们不要以为说
Do not think
我们不重要
We are not important
乃是在我们的心啊
That is in our heart
当我们读圣经的时候
When we read the Bible
我们看见说假若不是人的心向着神
If we know that if our hearts are not turned toward God
就没有办法看见有一些很特别的行动。
We will not see many events.
你看见说摩西为着什么？
We can see it. For example, Moses.
他能够在那么好的环境。
In such a good environment that Moses was in.
他能够已经作为埃及法老女儿的这个儿子。
And he was the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
他可享尽整埃及的荣华。
He was able to enjoy all the riches and fame of Egypt.
历史告诉我们说他几乎可以登上这个法老的位置。
And history tells us as the prince of Egypt, he can be Pharaoh.
但是他却宁愿与神的百姓同受苦难。
Yet he rather suffered the reproaches with the people.
他却以为基督所受的凌辱为宝贵。
But he deemed precious the reproaches of Christ.
这是为了什么？
Why?
因为他的心在他的神那里。
Because his heart was toward his God.
他没有因为我现在太好了、
oh,
过去的事就忘记了。
Because the environment is so wonderful, I forget about everything else.
就是因为他的心在神那里。
But because Moses' heart was toward God.
所以他轻看这些他眼中所看的人看荣华富贵好的生活在他来看这是最终之乐。
He did not esteem all the riches and fame which others longed for, but he said they were sinful, pleasures of sin.
大卫为着什么缘故能够在神面前被称许他是合乎神心意的人、啊、
And why was David praised for being one who is after God's own heart?
因为他凡事要遵行神的旨意。
Because in all things he wanted to do the will of God.
他还在做牧羊的时候他的心就想到神的约柜了。
Even when he was a shepherd, he thought about the ark of God.
你看见这就是这些人能够被神得罪的原因。
And you're able to see individuals with such a heart are able to be gained by God. And in the New Testament, we can see why the disciples are called.
不错, 神要来这主要到地上来呼召他的门徒。
Yes, God came in to call his disciples.
他得到这些人来成为他自己的见证。
And he gained such individuals to be his testimony.
但是假如这些人的心没有预备好了,
but if the hearts of such individuals are not well prepared,
他们不会听见。
They will not hear, be able to hear the calling of the Lord. Therefore, you're able to see the disciples of John the Baptist. When they heard his master say, "Behold, the Lamb of God." Immediately, they turned. Immediately, they follow this Lamb.
安德烈和那个门徒可能就是约翰。 他们就来问主说：“夫子在哪里住啊？”
Andrew and the other disciple, perhaps it's John, they asked, "Rabbi, where do you make your abode?"
他们与主一同住，马上这个安德烈就告诉西门。
And when they made their abode with Jesus, then Andrew told Peter,
我们遇见弥赛亚了。
We have met the Messiah.
腓力被召了。
And Philip was called.
他马上告诉拿单耶,
and immediately he told Nathaniel,
摩西在律法上所记的,
and the one whom Moses recorded,
众先知所写的,
and what all the prophets have told us,
我们遇见了,
we have met the one.
为什么有这样的回应?
Why did they respond in this way?
可见的他们心就是在等着弥赛亚。
We're able to see their heart was always longing for the Messiah.
他们就等着律法上所记载的。
And they were recording what was recorded in the prophets.
他就等着众先知所说的。
And they were longing for all the prophets spoke about.
拿单又在无花果树在那等着的是神的应许。
And even Nathaniel under the fig tree was waiting for the promise of God.
神应许有一天他弥赛亚来的时候。
Because God promised one day when the Messiah comes.
我们就回到列王记所记的所罗门的时候, 众人都在葡萄树在无花果树底下了。
We'll return as Solomon said in the recording of the Kings, that all were under their vines and their fig trees.
神啊,这个日子什么时候来到?
Lord, God, when does this come?
我什么时候可以在葡萄树下,在无花果树底下享用你自己的恩典?
When am I able to be under the vine, under the fig tree, to enjoy of all your grace?
所以当主说,你在无花果底下,我就已经看见你了。
And therefore the Lord said of Nathaniel, I saw you under the fig tree.
他才能够马上说,你是神的儿子,你是以色列王。
Immediately Nathaniel said, you are the son of God, you are the king of the Jews.
他就跟随这位耶稣了。
And he followed this Jesus.
为着什么?
Why?
他们的心都在神那里。
Because all their hearts was with God.
所以神能够得着他们。
So God is able to gain them.
他们心都在等候神。
Their hearts were waiting for God.
所以主能够得着他们做他的门徒。
So the Lord gained them as his disciples.
这的确是我们非常大的考验。
Of course, this is a great test for us.
我们一直在说我们等候主。
And we say we are waiting for the Lord.
我们一直在这里说我们到底什么时候可以遇见我们的主。
And we all say, when can I meet you, Lord?
但是我们心像不像这些的人。
But our hearts are they like such individuals?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这些百姓他们心在神那里。
The people, their hearts are toward God.
所以他们回来了。
So they return.
神也为他们兴起这个领袖来了。
And God has risen for them a leader.
他们回来了。
And they return.
也正如同这个诏书所说的。
Just as the decree has given.
回到耶路撒冷。
They return to Jerusalem.
重建耶和华的殿。
To rebuild the temple of the Lord.
他们回来了。
They return.
所以殿就能够被建造起来了。
So the temple was able to be built.
我们感谢神。
And we thank God.
果然他们回来。
Yes, they have returned.
神的殿能够被建造。
And the temple was able to be built.
是的，的确他们在百般的艰难里头。
And through many trials and difficulties.
他们也有极其的软弱。
And they were weak at times.
他们是在仇敌的攻击的当中。
And under the attack of the enemy.
而他们实在是没有办法好像面对这仇敌的能力。
It seems as if they were powerless against the attacks of the enemy.
这是敌人上告到大力武王的地方去，要到这个
And even when they gave false accusation to the Gentile king, they were weak and say, now is not yet time. Yet God still worked in their hearts. So through the prophets Haggai and Zechariah, God have strengthened their hands to build the temple. Therefore, we're able to see.
来到这个以斯拉记第六章,
so when we get to Ezra chapter 6, they're able to manifest this. And they worship before God. And they're able to have the festivals before God. We thank God. It seems as if now the will of God has a way forward through such individuals.
假若,
if the story ends there, it seems as this is the perfect ending. Because they returned,
殿建造了,
the temple has been built. It seems as now the worship is restored before God. We're able to serve in the temple.
但是不,
no.
神所要求的,
what God is after.
不仅如此,
not only thus.
所以来到第七章,
so in chapter 7.
这事以后,
now after these things.
这事以后,
now after these things.
什么事以后?
What things?
圣殿建造了以后,
after these things, after the temple was built.
外面看来, 他们在那里可以恢复与神的敬拜,
it seems as if they have restored the worship to God.
外面看来,
on the surface,
他们能够在那里有献祭了,
now they're able to offer sacrifice.
殿建造起来,
the temple has been built.
经过了瘫痪16年的时间,
and even though they ceased to work for 16 years,
终于建造起来,
at last the temple was built.
终于我们看见这殿了,
and we see the temple at last.
虽然这殿绝对比不上所罗门所建造的,
and even though this temple was in no comparison to the Solomon's temple,
但是终于建造起来,
nevertheless, at last the temple was done.
欢喜了,
they rejoice.
Oh,
no.
这事以后,
now after these things.
换一句话说,
in other words,
神为着什么的缘故,
for what reason?
还要把后面的故事摆在我们面前,
God tells us the story to come.
这事以后,
now after these things.
虽然建造了,
the temple is finished.
虽然好像外表上他们已经达到一个地步,
outwardly,
好像已经完全了,
they seem have they have gone to this point where it's completion.
但是神的心不满意,
but yet the heart of God is not satisfied.
神要得着的还没完全得着,
what God is after he has not gained.
所以神还要带着他们往前,
so God will lead them yet forward.
所以圣灵在这里说,
so the Holy Spirit here says,
这事以后,
now after these things,
就在亚达谢斯年间,
in the reign of Artaxerxes,
有一个以斯拉,
there is this Ezra,
他是希莱亚的儿子,
the son of Sariah,
有一个以色列,
and there is this Ezra,
他出现了,
and he has appeared,
他从被掳之地回来了,
and this Ezra returned from the land of captivity,
以色列的回来,
and the return of Ezra,
这事以后,
after these things,
神要接着他把神的百姓再往前带一步,
and he will lead the people of God another step further.
以色列的回来,
and the return of Ezra,
当然距离神百姓被掳归回有相当的时候,
of course there was a long period of time after the people have returned previously,
因为这里告诉我们说他回来,
because here it tells us that this Ezra returned,
不是接着古列不久的时候,
it is not shortly after Cyrus.
古列过去了,
Cyrus has passed.
古列虽然做王,
even though Cyrus was king,
几年之后他在战场上就死掉了,
after his reign a few years he died in the battlefield.
帝王的位置更改了,
and there's always new kings on the throne.
所以你才看见是为着什么神百姓建殿有这么多的艰难,
therefore we're able to see so much difficulty upon the people building the temple.
神的手还是满有怜悯,
yet the hand of God is merciful.
等到以色列的时候,
now, at the time of Ezra,
已经距离被掳归回来差不多八十年了。
Has been about 80 years since the return of the first captivity.
因为到了亚达谢斯做王的时候。
Because when King Artaxerxes was in power.
这亚达谢斯历史上称为亚达谢斯一世。
And this Artaxerxes in world history is Artaxerxes the first.
他的父亲乃是谢西斯。
And his father was Ahasuerus.
我们在圣经里面。
And in the Bible.
那是来到以斯帖记第一章才看见他的名字叫亚哈水鲁。
And then we're able to see then this name, Ahasuerus.
这亚哈水鲁在历史上就是谢西斯。
And then in world history, that is Artaxerxes' father.
他就是亚达谢斯的父亲。
And he is Artaxerxes' father.
等到他父亲也过去
and after even Ahasuerus has passed,
他就登上这个波斯的王位
then Artaxerxes the first was in power.
他在主前456年他登上这个座位
and Artaxerxes was in power 456 BC.
大概在主前458年
and about 458 BC,
他就恩准这个以斯拉回到以色列地区。
He allowed for Ezra, this Ezra, to return to Jerusalem.
所以从主前538年以色列百姓回来要重建神的殿开始。
Therefore, from 538 BC, when the people returned from captivity to build the temple,
一直到了以斯拉的回来。
Until this Ezra who returned,
那足足有78年的时间。
There is about 78 years.
以色列会是什么人？
Now who is this Ezra?
这里告诉我们说有一个以色列。
Here it tells us there is this Ezra.
到了后面给我们看见他是一个祭司也是个文士。
Later on it describes to us that this Ezra was both a scribe, a ready scribe, and the priest.
这八十年的时间
and these 80 years,
你可以想象以色列到底是一个什么人
you can just imagine what type of individual Ezra is.
显然他是生在巴比伦地的人
Of course he was one who was born and raised in Babylon.
他长大但是他很幸运
even though he was risen,
他似乎长大了他可以进到王宫的里头来
that he was risen in Babylon he was able to have the ability to enter into the palace
他好像但以理和他的三个朋友能够在王的面前自由地 进出
just like Daniel and his three friends he was able to stand before the king
也许他有他的成长的背景
perhaps there's some background about his being raised there
但是同时显然他生活行为是非常的得王的信任
andApparently, his living, his life, his person was trusted by the king.
所以他能够在王的面前的要求能够得出恩准。
Therefore, he's able to have this request before the king, and it was given.
这以色列为着什么要想到回来呢？
And why would such an Ezra think about returning?
他在那里那么好。
He was having a good situation in Babylon.
他在那里有一定的地位。
He would probably have good status there.
他在王的面前说话也一定有相当的分量。
And he would have weighty words before the king.
但是他为什么回来呢？
Why would he return?
他是应就像尼希米一样
Would it be as Nehemiah?
听见有人从被从这个耶路撒冷逃回来报告耶路撒冷光景吗
When he had heard someone who escaped from Jerusalem and gave the report of what's happening in Jerusalem.
我们当然不晓得
Of course, we don't have the details.
但是同样一件事是非常肯定的
But one thing we're sure of.
那就是他的心
That is his heart.
我们一个用一个中国话的说
and there's this Chinese saying
虽然以色列有那么好的又被优待
and even though Ezra was dealt with so favorably
君王对他有那么好的这个给他好的待遇
and the king was very favorable toward him
但是他的心在朝营身在朝营心在汉
but even though his heart his body his person was in the enemy's camp but his heart was toward his own country
他的心虽然在波斯地，在巴比伦地。
Even though bodily he was in the land of Persia，
但是他心却在耶路撒冷。
But his heart was always in Jerusalem。
所以这人虽然在那吃喝享受非常不错
，Even though he was enjoying his place in Babylon，
但是没有一天他的心不在他的百姓那里。
But there was not one day his heart was not on the people of God。
所以我相信他不止祷告神。
So he prayed to God，
他也一直在那打听。
And he heard，
他也巴不得看什么时候神要让我能够回去。
And he is longing when will God bring me back。
所以等到有一天，他向王要求。
So one day he asked of the king，
你是否能够让我回到耶路撒冷去
？Would you allow for me to return to Jerusalem？
这个就是以斯拉。
This is Ezra。
以斯拉的心就在神的面前。
And Ezra and before God his heart。
圣经形容这个以斯拉。
And this is the description of Ezra。
他为着什么要回到耶路撒冷去
？Why would he want to return to Jerusalem？
因为这个人有个特点。
Because this individual had this uniqueness。
他不仅仅是一个祭司。
Not only was he the priest.
他也是个文士。
He is also the scribe.
他是个祭士。
He is a priest.
按照祭士的身份。
According to the person, the status of the priest.
自然他应当在殿里面侍奉。
And he's able as a position of the priest serve in the temple.
但是他同时也是个文士。
But at the same time, he is a scribe.
什么叫做文士？
What is a scribe?
在古的时候，文士做文士的人。
Now in those days, this term, a scribe,
那是能够抄写的人。
A scribe is one who pen, he copies.
他只要能够抄写，他就是个文士。
He is a scribe, he would write and copy.
但是他被掳的时候。
But when he was in captivity.
一直到被掳之后。
After the captivity.
在文士的身份。
Now the status as a scribe.
就不仅仅是抄写
，Not only will they copy and pen，
他是一个能够抄写律法
，He was one who is able to be a scribe of the law，
而且能够明白而教导律法的人
，And he is able to understand and to teach the law。
所以现在这个文士
，So now this scribe，
就不仅仅是文字工抄文字的人了
，Not only was he a scribe to be a scribe of the word，
他乃是能够抄写人。能够明白律法，教导别人律法的人。
But he was the scribe of the law of God and able to understand and to teach.
这就是文士。
And this is the scribe.
而现在这个以斯拉。
And now this Ezra.
他是祭司。
He is a priest.
他也是文士。
He is also a scribe.
他是祭司而成为文士。
And he is the scribe who became the priest who became the scribe.
也许你说，哎呀，他做祭司，他在那已经失业了。
Oh, well, you say he's the priest. Well, he is unemployed now.
因为他根本上没有殿里面可以侍奉
，because he cannot serve in the temple，
因为在哪里也没有可以有献祭
，because there is no temple, no sacrifice。
会堂虽然可以读律法
，yes, in the synagogue you can read the law，
但会堂不能够献祭
，but you cannot sacrifice in the synagogue。
所以他做祭司干嘛呢
？And so why is he a priest？
他做祭司就失业了
，he was an unemployed priest。
那既然没有事干了
，and so he has no employment，
那干嘛
？What does he do？
那就做文士
，oh, so he becomes the scribe。
他替人家抄写一下。这些东西吧。
He just ascribed to copy whatever people ask him to do.
不。
No.
当然。
Of course.
以斯拉。
Ezra.
他的心不只在他的神那里。
His heart is not only toward God.
以斯拉。
Ezra.
他的心在神的话上。
His heart is also upon the word of God.
这件事情不能分开。
We cannot separate these two things.
你怎么晓得
How do you know?
一个人的心在神那里。
How do you know someone's heart is with God?
就看这个人。
To see if this individual.
他的心有多少在神的话上。
If his heart is upon the word of God.
你多少时候看见一个人。
When you see someone.
他的心所谓在神面前。
When he has a heart toward God.
而他不重视神的话。
Yet he did not focus on the word of God.
那是绝不可能的。
That is impossible.
摩西虽然没有给你看见
，and even though Moses does not show us，
他在那个时候还就已经有律法了
，and there during his time there is the law。
但是神借着他母亲给他的话
，but even through the his mother Moses gave Moses the word of God。
他不以为是人的话
，he would not deem that as man's word。
他是以为是神的话
，but he treated that as the word of God。
所以他把这些话牢记在心。
So Moses kept these words in his heart.
我不是有埃及人。
that I am not an Egyptian.
我是希伯来人。
I am a Hebrew.
我应当与他们在一起的。
That I should be with my people.
是不是这样？
Is that so?
你看见这心和在神的面前的表现。
When you see how the heart toward God is manifested,
那就把自己放在神的话那里去。
That such an individual would place themselves in the Word of God.
所以你看见文士以色列。
So you can see the scribe Ezra.
圣经形容给我们看见说。
So the Bible describes Ezra.
他是一个考究耶和华律法的人。
Ezra the scribe who seek after the law of the Lord.
他定了一个心志。
And he has determined.
就是要考究遵行耶和华的律法。
To seek the law of the Lord and to do it.
他的心就在神的话上。
And his heart is toward the word of God.
他立了一个志向。
And that is his determination.
好像我在这个巴比伦地，我什么东西都没有兴趣。
Even though in this land of Babylon, I'm not interested in anything of it.
我只有个兴趣。
I only have one interest.
那就是神的律法。
And that is the law of the Lord.
我要明白神的律法。
I must understand the law of the Lord.
我要花功夫在神的律法上。
I must spend time and energy upon the word of God.
我要把我整个一生都放在神的律法上面。
I must place my whole being, my energy into the word of God.
所以圣经形容他，他是个立得志向的人。
And then the Bible tells us he determined to know, to seek the law of the Lord. He made it his aim to seek out the law of the Lord. So some would describe this Ezra. And he is an expert in the law. And he is a scholar in the law of the Lord. But that's only a small description of Ezra.
Because Ezra never treated the law of the Lord.神学研究
because Ezra never treated the word of God as theology or to analyze the word of God.
以色列定志考究接下来遵行耶和华的律法。
But then this Ezra determined to seek out the law of the Lord and to do it.
那就完全不一样。
It is completely different.
他立了一个志向。
He has made this aim.
我只要明白神的话。
Not only do I come to understand the word of God.
我不只要知道神的话的意思。
Not only do I know what God is saying.
我为着要遵行神的律法。
It is in order for me to do it, to obey the word of God.
这叫他的生命就不一样了。
And this will change his life.
就因着他把整个心思放在律法上。
Because he placed his heart toward the word of God holy.
所以很肯定的说。
And therefore we know.
他在读神的律法的时候。
When he read the law of the Lord.
他有非常的深的认识。
And he has a very serious heart to know, to understand.
来到这个以色列的时候。
So when we come to Ezra.
摩西五经已经有了。
Now we have the five books of Moses.
被掳之前的众先知的话已经也有了。
And we have had the prophets before the captivity.
摩西的律法不仅仅是一些十诫律例典章。
And the laws of Moses was not only the Ten Commandments, the statute and ordinances.
摩西的律法也给我们看见历史，看见神百姓的故事。
The law of God, the books of Moses also let us know the people and their history.
神借着撒母耳和众先知所记载的这些先知的话。
And through Samuel and all the prophets, all the words that were recorded.
也让我们看见整个以色列百姓在那些日子里面他们怎么经历神的恩典。
We're able to see throughout the history of the people how they experienced the grace of God.
也让我们看见他们怎么败落。
And we also saw how they fell.
这都是在这个以色列所研究所定制考究的范围。
And this is all the law of the Lord that Ezra put himself into to know.
所以他越读神的律法。
So the more he read about the law of the Lord.
里面越震撼。
The more he was impacted.
神是何等的神啊。
Now, what a great God he is.
你的信是何广大。
And how great is thy faithfulness. How great is your heart.
我们的列祖是多么的恩典。
And how gracious you are to our fathers.
但是与此同时。
But at the same time.
我们是何等的可惜。
Oh, how sad we are.
我们是何等的可怕。
And how rebellious we are.
因为我们竟然得罪你。
That we would sin against you.
我们的列祖竟然犯罪。
That our fathers will sin against you.
我们没有看重你的律法。
And we did not put any weight upon your word.
我们没有重视你的话。
And we did not emphasize your word.
所以我们才落到这个地步啊。
And so we have fallen to such a state.
我们今天才落在这种可怕的环境当中。
And this is the horrible situation that we're in today.
我们怎么样能够再蒙恩典呢？
And how do we receive your grace?
那就是要遵行你的律法。
It is to obey and do your law.
所以他不只定制。
So not only did he determine
要研究要明白神的话
to seek out and understand the word of God
还要起来遵守神的话
but he also determined to do the word of God
照着神的话而生活
and he would live according to the word of God
就因着这个缘故
and because of this reason
神能够用着他
God is able to use him
来做往前恢复的工作
able to use him as a vessel for the word, the will of God to be carried forth
而事实你看见神的百姓
And we can see the people of God.
虽然他们回来了,
now they have returned.
他们也把殿殿建造起来了,
they have built the temple.
他们好像也在那里有点点的侍奉了,
and they seem to have some service there.
但是你在那里再读仔细神的话,
but when we read carefully into the detail,
你就看见这些侍奉完全不没有满足神的心。
We're able to see such service does not satisfy the heart of God.
他们甚至侍奉到一个地步,
even their service to a point,
慢慢连侍奉的人都走掉了,
even those who are serving all God.
不只停留只是外科一点点的动作。
They only have an outward action, only the shell.
到那个地步好像侍奉都变成破败了。
And even it seems like the service is now corrupt.
好像这些祭司们呢他们都已经觉得不要紧了。
And the priests themselves are so casual.
为着什么?
Why?
因为他们连生活都顾不起来了。
Because they cannot even live.
他们还有什么心情去侍奉神？
They would not have the mood or the attitude to serve anymore.
你读以斯拉记，再读尼希米记。
When we read Ezra and then Nehemiah.
为着什么十三年后尼希米回来了？
Why is it after Nehemiah returned?
他要向王要求免去百姓的税收。
And then he would ask for the king to let the people not pay the tribute or taxes.
他就定下就祭司的这利未人他们应当怎么得到神百姓的帮助
And how then the Levites, the priests are able to receive the sustenance from the people.
因为这些百姓回来了
Because the people returned.
他们虽然好像殿建造了
And seems like now the temple is built.
但是他们没有办法侍奉
But they cannot serve.
他们到个地步就停下来了
That they cannot, they cease the work.
因为生活担子太重了
Because the daily burden of living is too heavy.
他们要交付的税非常的重
The tribute, the taxes are too high.
生活的担子非常艰难
And just the burden of daily living is too heavy.
在这种环境当中哪有人能够顾得上这些利未人这些祭司们
And under such a heavy burden they would not pay any attention to the sustenance of the Levites, the priests.
本来这些利未人这些祭司他们应当得到他们的帮助的
Now the Levites, the priests, they ought to be sustained by the people.
他们生活就是靠着这些神的百姓来给他们
The daily living of the Levites and the priests was provided by the people.
但是百姓自顾不暇了。
But even the people could not care for themselves.
所以使得圣经说这些祭司利未人也都要去做工了。
And even the Levites, the priests, the Bible tells us they want to work.
他们既然要做工了。
And if they are to work,
他们既然要维生了。
If it is for their daily living.
所以他们没有办法在那里按着律法来侍奉神了。
So no longer than they serve God according to the law.
人把神的话好像都忘记了。
It seems as if the people forgot about the law of God.
所以你看见说现在神为着什么的缘故
And so now we see why is it that God would do this.
他需要再兴起以斯拉来
That he must raise up an Ezra.
他要让以斯拉回到这个以斯耶路撒冷
So that Ezra will return to Jerusalem.
为的就要叫这些神的百姓
So that the people of God
不仅仅外面的所谓敬拜
Not only have an outward appearance of worship.
不仅仅看见说我们殿已经有了
That we have the temple.
那是活出殿的实际
But they're to live out the reality of the temple.
那是进了实际的生活实际的侍奉来
They have to enter into the reality of this life and this service.
这正是以斯拉回来一个重要的点
And this is the point, the reason why Ezra returned.
如果
If the law of God is not risen in the hearts of the people, if we only have the temple there, the heart of God is not satisfied. Because they have the temple, but you have to live out the reality of the temple. And when you have worship, you have to have a life of worship. If they do seek after the law, their life would be transformed. And if they're truly mindful of God's business, their heart will not be impacted by the things of this world. And that is what God is after. God is not only after that which is outward. He wants the reality. So we can see when they left Egypt, even though they had the tabernacle, and according to the guidance, the command of God, they put up the tabernacle, they put down the tabernacle, they put up the tabernacle, and they took it down. And they head toward the land of Canaan. It seems like they're doing well. And when the temple was set up, and they camped around the tabernacle, that the tabernacle was the center of their life. And when the cloud moved, they moved. And they will take down the tabernacle. And so they move forward.
但是,
but did they truly obey the word of God? Was it really that they had respect and honor for the tabernacle in their midst? And Amos tells us very clearly, when you are in the wilderness,
乃是抬着什么?
What do you carry?
没落的帐幕.
That even when you were in the wilderness, you carry the tabernacle, the tent of Molech.
里方的神情.
And then you had carried all the stars of the heavens.
你以为你是抬着帐幕吗?
You thought you were carrying the tabernacle with you.
不,神看了你们所抬的。
No, God saw what you were on your shoulders.
乃是偶像。
Was idolatry.
外邦的神。
The Gentile idols.
换句话说,
in other words,
你的心不在神啊。
Your heart was not with God.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
圣殿建造起来,
the temple was built.
圣殿的敬拜,
and the worship
of
the temple, does it satisfy the heart of God? The temple represents the presence of God. The temple was when man drew near to be in the presence of God. The temple was where God met with man for man to know him. And the high priest will, with his breastplate and upon his shoulders, bring the people before God. So that they will know the heart of God when they were taught the law of the Lord. The temple is there and the presence of God ought to be there. But even to a point, the glory of God left the temple. Were they truly worshiping in the temple? Not true worship. Their life and all their outward service is completely different. And it was not matching.
你想想看,
now think about this.
神的心能够满意吗?
Can the heart of God be satisfied?
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你我今天的生活,
our life today,
是怎么样的生活?
How is our life?
我们的敬拜,
our worship,
我们的侍奉,
our service,
能够连上我们的生活吗?
Is it united with our life, our living?
还是敬拜归敬拜?
Or is it worship is independent?
侍奉归侍奉,
and service is independent.
生活归生活,
and my life is my life.
还是你直接的说你的敬拜只在礼拜天？
Or is our worship only on Sundays?
还是你觉得侍奉只是在一个你自己所定的范围？
Or our service is only in the scope of our service?
你我的生活像一个真正敬拜的人吗？
Our life, our living, is it as a true worshipper?
你的敬拜是能够满足神的心吗？
Can our worship satisfy God?
哎呀，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
oh, dear brothers and sisters,
神要的不是这一些。
God is not after such things.
神要的不是这外面。
God is not after that which is outward.
如果神要的只是外面的事，
If God is only after that which is the appearance,
圣殿绝对不会被拆毁。
The temple would not be destroyed.
再荣耀的殿，
even a more glorious temple,
再大的殿，
even a greater temple,
如果没有这个实际在里头，
without the reality of it,
他只配听见主的话，
they are only worthy to hear the word of God.
一块石头不能够连在一块石头。
And the word of God is that not one stone will be left upon another in such a temple.
所以门徒说，看啊，这是何等的殿宇啊。
And when the disciples said, look at this great temple.
多荣耀的殿啊！
What a magnificent, a grand temple.
四十年都没有建造完成的这么伟大的殿。
Even 70 years is still continued to be built.
多伟大的圣殿啊！
Oh, look at such a grand temple.
但是主说，有一天一块石头都不落在一头石头。
But the Lord says,
都不在这石头上面。
That one day when not one stone is left upon another in this such a temple.
就宁可让这殿拆毁了。
God will have the temple destroyed.
为什么？
Why?
因为不符合实在。
Because it is not meet for the reality.
这殿里面的人。
And those who are in the temple.
殿里面的侍奉。
The service in the temple.
一塌糊涂。
It's just a mess.
是不是？
Is that so?
充满的。
It is filled.
牛羊鸽子。
It is filled with the flock and the herd and the pigeons.
银钱。
And all the money exchangers.
就是心满足。
Is God's heart satisfied?
一点都不满。
Not at all.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My dear brothers and sisters.
今天你我在神的面前。
Today for you and me before God.
神对我们的要求是什么？
What is the requirement of God upon us?
不是外面。
Not the outward.
那是里面。
But inward.
不是你在外面做什么。
It is not what you do outwardly.
那是你这个人是什么。
But who you are.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
你可以以为你为着神做了很多。
Perhaps we think we have done so much for you, God.
你可以为着神设计很好、很辉煌的所谓敬拜。
And I can make up, arrange such beautiful worship service for you.
但是是谁得到满足呢？
But who is satisfied when such is done?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
什么叫敬拜？
What is worship?
人看的敬拜。
A man's view of worship.
那就是我觉得好。
What I feel is good.
人看了敬拜。
Man's view of worship.
那就是说我这样做，我那样做。
I do this and I do that.
哎呀，你原谅我说。
Forgive me for putting it this way.
今天有一些所谓的教会的敬拜。
Some so-called churches and the worship in churches.
几乎来到夜总会一样去。
It's almost like a nightclub.
已经来到这个歌厅这样去。
It's like you're going into a concert.
神真的得到敬拜吗？
Is God truly receiving worship?
你唱几首敬拜诗歌就是敬拜吗？
Are you sing some songs of worship and praise? Is that worship?
是满足你还是满足神？
Who does that satisfy, God or the self?
今天有多少的侍奉？
There's so much service today.
是神要的侍奉还是我要的侍奉？
Is it service that we want or what God is after?
是我觉得我过瘾了还是神要的呢？
Is it something that God wants or what we want?
是说就要满足我的理想还是神所要的？
Is what we do to satisfy our ideals or what God wants?
神要的是实际。
God wants the reality.
神要的是那个属灵的实在。
God wants that spiritual service of worship.
所以神必须让以色列回来。
So God must raise up Ezra to return.
如果没有以色列回来，
Without Ezra returning,
再把律法给神的百姓，
To once again give the law of the Lord to his people,
让他们懂得神的律法，
So that they would know the law of the Lord,
活在律法的实际里头，
And to live in the reality of God's law,
神的心不满足。
Unless that is done, God's heart is not satisfied.
以色列的回来，
The return of Ezra,
他不仅仅教导神的律法，
It is not only to instruct to teach the law of the Lord.
他乃是要让神的百姓遵行神的律法。
But it is in order for the people to do the law of the Lord.
所以你看见等到尼希米要回来了。
So when we see later on the return of Nehemiah.
他记住这个以色列的帮助。
Through the help of Ezra.
来叫神的百姓听清楚神的律法。
So that the people heard clearly and understood the law of the Lord.
要知道怎么遵守神的律法。
To know how to keep, to do the law of the Lord.
他指给神的百姓听你们怎么样的失败，我们祖宗怎么的失败。
How our fathers did not keep the law, did not obey.
他唤醒神百姓对律法尊重的心。
How they awaken the people to honor the word of God.
神的灵就在那里做工。
Then the spirit of the God then worked.
好像环境在那下大雨来了。
And then even the circumstances, there was heavy rain.
神的百姓里面就震动。
Now then inwardly, the people were impacted and wakened.
他们在神的面前悔改。
And they repented before God.
他们在神面前就认罪。
And they confessed their sin.
因为他们真的被神的话所光照。
Because truly they were enlightened by the word of God.
因为神所要。
And that is what God is desiring.
就是这样子一种的生活。
He is after such a life, such a living.
神的百姓失败。
The people of God failed.
那就是没有听从神的话。
It's because they did not hear and obey, keep the word of the Lord.
神的百姓的可怜。
And they were in a pitiful condition.
就是没有听从神的话。
Because they did not hearken to the word of God.
神让他的百姓回来。
And God allowed for the people to return.
神让他百姓可以重建神的殿。
Even so, his people can build the temple.
可有侍奉的机会。
And they have an opportunity to serve.
一面来说。
On the one hand.
那是神的恩典。
That is by the grace of God.
另一面来说。
But on the other aspect.
那是神的要求。
That is also God's requirement.
你们回来了。
You return.
你们就活在正常的圣殿的生活当中。
Now live under the normal condition of temple.
你们要活在正常的光景里头。
You have to live under a normal condition.
如果一个人来到殿，
if you come to the temple,
他看不见神。
They do not see God in the temple.
如果一个人来到殿，
they come to the temple.
他摸不着神的同在。
They cannot have the presence of God in the temple.
如果祭司在那烧香，就是烧香。
As the priests are burning the incense, they're just burning incense.
神根本不在那里。
And God is not there at all.
他也觉得说就是如此。
And they said, well, this is all it's about.
他就是他满意了。
And only the priest is satisfied.
不能满意。
God is not satisfied at all.
因为神明明地说，
because God clearly said,
又当为我造圣所，
that you shall build for me this sanctuary,
使我可以住在他们中间，
that I may dwell in their midst.
神要的，
what God is after,
住在他们中间，
is to dwell in our midst.
你要让神住在中间，
if you want to have God dwell in our midst,
你就符合神的要求，
then we must meet his requirement.
你要经历神的同在，
if we want his presence,
你要符合神的要求，
we must meet his requirement.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你在那献祭，
we are there sacrificing.
你不明白献祭的意义，
and we understand all about the sacrifice.
你在那烧香，
and we burn the incense.
你不明白烧香的意义，
and we do not understand the true meaning of the incense.
只不过是形式，
it is only a form, only outward.
当你的心在神面前，
but when our heart is with God,
你晓得说我把自己献上了，
and you know that we ought to offer ourselves up.
你晓得说我是再次来寻求神了。
And once again, I seek after you, God.
你才能够明白你在做什么。
Then we will come to understand what it is all about.
一个人来到神的面前。
When one comes before God.
寻求神。
To seek after God.
他来寻求神的怜悯。
To seek after his mercy.
寻求神的悦纳。
To seek for his acceptance.
也许他来感谢。
And to thank him.
等他离开这个圣殿。
And when this person leaves the temple.
他就依然顾我。
And if he will just be mindful of his own business after he leaves.
这是正常的光景。
Is it the normal condition?
不正常。
It is not normal.
但是这种不正常。
But even with this abnormal situation.
原谅我说。
Forgive me for saying this.
正正在我们身上。
It is exactly what we are doing.
我们可以侍奉。
We can serve.
我们可以敬拜。
We can worship.
我们欠缺的。
And yes,
就是属灵的生活。
What we lack is spiritual living.
我们欠缺的。
And what we lack.
就是我们可以像保罗所说的。
We can be as Paul says.
我们在过处显扬那因着认识基督而有的香气。
And we manifest to all.
我们所欠缺的。
And what we want to manifest is Christ. And what we lack.
圣灵在我们里面不够地位。
That the Holy Spirit does not have his position, his say in our life.
所以神要的。
And what God is after.
这个恢复。
What he's recovering.
不是外在的恢复。
It is not an outward restoration.
乃是生命的恢复。
It is a recovery of life.
乃是这个人被神得着。
It is that we as the person will be gained by God.
所以律法必须重建。
So the law must be established once again.
以色列的工作必须。
And the work of Ezra is needed.
正确的被重视。
And the word of God must be focused.
我们感谢神。
And we thank God.
以斯拉在这里说
And Ezra here says,
耶和华我们列祖的神是应当称颂的
That the Lord, chapter 7, the Lord God, our God, of our fathers, have to be honored.
因他是王起这心意
Because he have put such a thing as this in the king's heart.
修习耶路撒冷耶和华的殿
To beautify the house of the Lord which is in Jerusalem. Blessed be this Lord God.
他说感谢神。
He says, Blessed be the Lord God.
神这王。
And it is through this king.
起了这心意。
And have put this in his heart.
乃是要修装饰这个耶路撒冷的耶和华的殿。
It is to beautify, to adorn this house of the Lord which is in Jerusalem.
鼓励是让他们建造这殿。
Cyrus gave the decree to build the temple.
这个亚达薛斯乃是让他们把这个殿修习起来。
And now Artaxerxes gave the decree to beautify, to adorn, to glorify this temple.
换句话说，现在耶以斯拉回来了。
In other words, Ezra has returned.
那就是要把这个殿的实际。
It is to bring out the reality of this temple.
把它建立起来。
To establish the temple in this way.
这个修习这个耶和华的殿。
Now this word in the Chinese, in the English is beautify.
并不是因为经过了那么多年这个殿破破烂烂了。
It is not to fix it up or to touch it up because so many years have passed now the temple is worn.
圣灵的话的重点不在外面。
And because the focus of the word of the Holy Spirit is not on the outward.
圣灵的话的重点乃是里面的人。
But the focus is on the person within.
没有按照律法的生活。
And those who did not live according to the law.
没有活在神的话的实际里面。
Those who did not live in the reality of the word of God.
这个殿再美也就是空的。
And even if the temple was more beautiful, more magnificent, it is still empty.
现在这个以斯拉回来了。
Now this Ezra has returned.
他为的就是要叫神的百姓。
It is for the people of God.
回到一个原则上。
To return to this principle.
重视神的话。
To put emphasis focus on the word of God.
活在神的话的实际里头。
To live into the reality of the word of God.
让神的话。
So that the word of God.
成为百姓的生活。
Can become the very living of the life of the people of God.
神的话规模他的思想。
And so the word of God will form their thought.
神的话能够让他们生命逐渐的改变。
And so the word of God will transform their life.
神的话能够让他们这个活出了神百姓的样子来。
And so that the word of God will transform the people to live as the people of God.
这才能够在这地上做神的见证。
Then we can be his testimony, his witnesses in this world.
神的话如果没有在人身上建立起来。
If the word of God is not established in each one of us.
神在地上找不到什么叫做见证。
God will not find his testimony. testimony in this world.
我们绝不能像人假先知说，这是耶和华的殿，这是耶和华的殿。
We will be as the false prophets who say, this is the temple of God, this is the temple of God.
一点都没有实际。
And there's no reality in it at all.
如果是这样子，就只有一点就被拆毁了。
And if that is the case, then it will only be destroyed, torn down.
真可以让他们建造，真也可以把他们拆毁。
That God would allow for it to be built, God will also allow it to be destroyed.
因为神要的就是这些人。
Because what God is after are such individuals.
但愿神怜悯我们。
And may God have mercy upon us.
让我们在神的面前。
So that in His presence,
我们应着这话在审查我们自己。
Because of the word of God, we'll examine ourselves.
我们活在什么的状态当中。
And we'll consider what is the condition which we live.
我们是如何让神的话在我们身上显明。
And how we ought to have the word of God manifest in us.
巴不得主在我们身上能够得着他所得着的。
So that God will gain what He's after upon each one of us.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
感谢爱我们的神。
Our God who loved us, we thank you.
我们承认我们的亏欠。
We confess our shortcoming.
我们承认我们失败。
We confess how we failed.
不止这些归回的神的百姓。
Not only the people who returned.
需要被重整。
How they need to be gathered once again.
需要被提醒。
To be reminded once again.
需要被光照。
To be enlightened once again.
我们同样。
Likewise for us.
我们承认我们在你的面前,
we confess before you.
我们需要你重整我们的灵命,
how we need for you to reconstruct us from within.
需要叫我们把我们自己奉献在你面前,
how we need to offer ourselves up before thee again.
能够学会了尊重你的话,
to learn to honor thy word.
生活在你话的光中,
and to live under the light of thy word.
主啊，可怜我们,
Lord, have pity upon us.
也怜悯我们,
have mercy upon us.
纪念我们在你面前,
remember us in thy presence.
仍旧是你自己所拣选所爱的人,
that we are still the ones whom thou hast chosen, thou hast loved.
我们感谢你,
we thank thee, Lord.
但愿在这末后的日子,
Lord, even in these last days,
我们能够在你面前更蒙恩典,
that we will receive greater grace before thee.
听我们的祷告,
listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督,
in the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen.